feel it now. It's all around me. A silent voice I can't deny. A mother's arms, how they surround me. They say
Shanti, you are destroyers of obstacles, Vighna Vinashak, aren't you? When any obstacle comes, you're not going to be afraid, are you? What is happening? Why is this happening? No. Whatever happens is a means for us to increase our courage. It is not for us to become afraid, but a means to increase our zeal and enthusiasm. You are strong in this, aren't you? You are strong. Are you strong? Are you a little weak? No. You don't like the word weak. You are strong. You will remain strong. And remaining strong, you will return home together with the father. Achha. This is the Avyakta Murli of 30th November 2006. So, Baba is talking of becoming courageous. Courage does not mean absence of fear, but courage means fears are there. But yet, you jump into the unknown. When Columbus started his journey, was he aware of what he is going to face? He moved into the uncharted sea. So fears are there. But you move on. You go on, accepting the challenge. Coward is someone who is consumed by fears and he takes the path of escapism. Courageous man is someone who accepts the fear, who takes up the challenges and moves into the unknown, the uncharted sea, the unseen, the unheard, the uncomfortable, the unexperienced terrain of reality. Courageous to move ahead with your fears, and gradually you will notice that fear starts disappearing. You move into the uncomfortable from your comfort zone. This is the comfort zone created. Everything is so convenient. You get up, do meditation, listen to spiritual discourses, have food, a little bit of seva, sleep, food, churning of knowledge, discussing, giving classes, digital preoccupations, some entertainment here and there, and that sums up a comfortable life. There are no challenges there. This is a stagnant life. Life means new challenges, hurdles, difficulties, problems, obstacles. You know, in India, what is the difference between East and West philosophy? In India, in the earlier times, there used to be Gurukuls. For first 25 years of life, whether somebody is born king or beggar or anyone, he has to go to Gurukul. And the life of Gurukul for first 25 years, how was the life? Very tough, very hard. You have to sleep on the floor, on mat, cook food, go to the jungle to collect woods, samida, for your guru. Go to the market, bring food, go to villages as a beggar and ask for food. You live a very austere life of tapasya, bare clothings, discomfort. You must learn to tolerate inclement weather, uncomfortable situations, obey whatever your guru tells you, and simple food to eat. So that was the life of Gurukul. First 25 years, you live as a beggar, and then you jump into life. But now you have already seen all the hardships. You already tasted the poison. Now everything becomes nectar for the rest of the life. Because then the life is comfortable. After that, you have no problem. Because you are strong enough, courageous enough. Your body has become strong with breathing exercises, with meditation, with physical labor. Now come to the West. First 25 years, hostels, swimming pools, restaurants, good food, library, colleges, universities, good shoes, AC, refrigerator, all comforts, cozy room, swimming pools, everything, all comforts, all facilities, all pleasures, all sensual indulgence, all entertainment, all digital things. And now you enter into life and the life is hell. This is the difference of East and West. But West has influenced the East. And East is under the influence of West. So the gone are the system is the system of Gurukul. You know Gurukul? Wall-less classrooms. There are no walls. That system was introduced by Gurudev Rabindranath Tagore. Gurukul system. Best teacher is sitting in open air and teaching students in the company of nature. That is the best classroom. Compared to the closed, stuffed classroom of today's with ACs on. So, the East is under the sway of West. And we have lost those original systems of hardship, of pain, of labor. We are surrounded by comforts. So, what is courage? Courage is to move with your fears and yet with the faith that help will come from some way or the other way. Courage is to move ahead knowing well that God is with me. Courage is to jump into the unknown knowing that you will not fall down. An unseen, an invisible hand will protect you. Courage is to move with that invisible canopy over you. Courage is the intrinsic faith. It is the journey of confidence. You move ahead and you know very surely that the Supreme, the Divine Providence will help you. And such a journey gives you something more than anything else. It gives you experience. Your own experience, not the borrowed experience. It's an arduous journey. Odyssey. It's a difficult sojourn. An unexperienced voyage where you get to know so many things. So courage is not about absence of fear. Courage is to move with fear and gradually you realize the fears are going away, vanishing into thin air. The first step is needed. That's why Baba says, you're one step and mine thousand. So are you conqueror of obstacles? When obstacles come, Baba is saying, don't shout, don't scream, don't question. Why this, why that? Why only me? Why this happens to me? But move with zeal and enthusiasm. Because every obstacle gives you something new. Every obstacle makes you more matured, more experienced. You are no more the same person after passing an adversity. Your mind is like a spring or a rubber. One stretch, it doesn't regain its original shape. The mind, one stretch by new idea, new experience, doesn't regain its original shape. So, you expand. All expansion is life, all contraction is death. So, your experience expand. But the first step is needed. Like Columbus, start the journey. Don't know where he is going to reach. He set off for India, reached America. He moved from Spain and reached Red Indians. You will reach somewhere, but just move. Just have courage. There is an English documentary. I think it is worth seeing. Its name is something. I'm forgetting. That's a very good documentary that tells the importance of touching the void. Void. You must watch this documentary, English documentary, Touching the Void. It is the journey of two mountaineers. These two people, they climb the mountain, and while returning, they had to face so many things. That was way back in 1985. Joe Simpson and Simon Yates. This is based on true story, but beautifully painted. This is 100 greatest documentaries of all time. This is included in the 100 greatest documentaries of all time. So they climb the west face of Saula Granite in Peru. After leaving the summit, they descend by the way of North Ridge, which proves unexpectedly difficult, at times stormy weather conditions. Both of them, how they survived, it's a story of resilience. It's the most critically acclaimed documentary, Touching the Void. It's available free on the internet. You can watch this. The human capacity, you know the word resilience? The word resilience. It means the human capacity to face, overcome, and even be strengthened by the experience of adversity. One has to become very strong, resilient, because life is tough, very tough. We really do not know what is going to come. Life is all about taking risks. There are people who don't want to take any risk. They are the people who never learn anything. They are the people, other people who take risk. But life is all about that. Living dangerously. There are ways of living life. One is comfortable. No challenges. You sit, you do your Gyan Yoga and sit. That's it, simple. No challenges. To stand up and do something extraordinary. Even this key speech giving thing, it's a challenge. You are taking risk. You are inviting unexpected comments. Otherwise, other way is just to sit nicely, don't do anything. Do your Gyan and do your Murli. And sit and churn nicely, finish. This is another path. Brahmin life itself is a challenge. This is another, I am talking of the speaking business. This is itself a challenge. Because you invite so many negative comments, so many criticism, so many things. And yet you go on. Because you know that there are thousands and thousands who are getting benefited somewhere in some corner of the world. So, it is all about your mindset. It's all about taking, accepting challenges. Move ahead. See things as they are. And remain untouched, unaffected by anything which is happening around you. To become Brahmin is a challenge. To accept the path of purity is a challenge. To stay in Madhuban is the greatest challenge. To stay in Madhuban and to do Purusharth is a further challenge. To stay in Madhuban, to do Purusharth and to give speeches on Purusharth, on effort, is a step ahead in challenge. To stay in Madhuban, to be an effort maker, to give speeches and at the same time continue with your seva and keep a balance of your Purusharth, of your effort and service, and to be perfect in both, is the greatest of all the challenges. And even further ahead, to face all the comments and criticism and yet to remain unaffected is the greatest of all challenge. And to remain in joy, in humorous stage, in comical, and to be very light-hearted. There is nothing like that. But this is what life is. And unless and until you become like this, new challenges every day, new uncharted sea, you just jump. You don't know where are you going to fall. You don't know swimming also. But yet you just jump. Thinking that yes, I will learn swimming. I remember long back. When I was just an intern. But extremely enthusiastic to learn everything. That was way back in 2002. Or 1. Somewhere here. Just finished MBBS. And internship started. Till now we were just reading books. And we had no knowledge of patients. And suddenly a patient came in casualty, was extremely sick, head injury, VIP. The patient had to be transported to higher center and there was nobody to accompany. And people asked me, my seniors, will you go? I said, yes. I had never gone before. Do you know how to do things? I said, no, but I will learn. So that journey of 6 hours, 4 hours was life changing for me. So many things happened in that journey. The oxygen cylinder failed. I had to take the ambulance to another hospital in between, rushed inside, shout, changed the oxygen cylinder, line was out, and there was no light. With that torch, take another line, again move the patient. It was a very, very tough journey. Yeah. So, as I had written also, account of it. So, multiple things, but it was a challenge. So, when I see, had I not taken all the challenges which I took in my own life, I would not have been here where I am right away. I have seen that I have been taking only challenges. Only challenges. There were always two paths open in front of me. One comfortable, one uncomfortable. I always chose the uncomfortable. Everywhere. In the medical, in the spiritual, both. Sometimes I wonder why I keep all the serious patients. But as I said, whether the spiritual or the medical, I have always chosen the uncomfortable, the difficult, the most critical, and the results are known only to me. Because your faith increases. Your faith in this knowledge in God increases. You become so strong, resilient within. So that's life is all about. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. You are destroyers of obstacles, aren't you? When any obstacle comes, you are not going to be afraid, are you? What is happening? Why this happening? No, whatever happens is a means for us to increase our courage. It is not for us to become afraid, but a means to increase our zeal and enthusiasm. You are strong in this, aren't you? Are you strong or are you a little weak? No, you don't like the word weak. You are strong. You will remain strong. And remaining strong, you will return home together with the Father. Acha, Avyakta Murli, 30th November 2006. Om Shanti.